Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. This is your 5 o'clock update, 4 o'clock Central Time update on Tropical Storm Barry. The latest information here, you know, not a whole lot of change over the last several hours. Located about 70 miles south-southeast of Morgan City, Louisiana. So we have several different swirls, kind of a tilted system, a couple swirls going around the main area of circulation. But you can see just a large area of circulating air with these winds and also looking at the clouds, how this is happening. So most of the rainfall south of the system, but you are getting these rain bands. Look at these large rain bands starting to form as far away as Florida. So very large storm, and you know the winds haven't changed, 65 miles an hour, and still pretty slow moving about 6 miles an hour. So let's look at that forecast. So where are we going? It's the same forecast as before. Very slow forecast. We got the current location at 4 p.m. Eastern time. But I mean, look at this. I mean, you got really slow movement throughout the entire duration here, all the way through Louisiana, and eventually by Monday getting up into Arkansas. But a slow move, it means a lot of impacts, more storm surge, more rainfall associated with this. But look at the area of tropical storm force wind stretch way outside the cone, and that's what we're seeing. So we always talk about this, the cone being the area where we think the center is going to be two-thirds of the time, and it's based on air, but the impacts are always well outside the cone, and that's what we've got to concentrate on as we go into the future with this. So what are some of those impacts? One of them is going to be rainfall, just heavy rainfall. This slow movement is going to keep on dumping a lot of rainfall, not just around the center. So we have that center right here where we can see 15 to 20 inches of rain. Some areas could even see more than that. So rivers, streams, bayous, they start filling up and the water covers the road. You can't see where you're going. You can't tell what's the road. You can't tell what's the ditch. So you got to be careful. When this heavy rain gets there, we don't need to be out. Listen to those local officials. And if they're telling you not to be in certain areas, we have to listen to that because it gets real dangerous. In fact, if you really look at rainfall, even the last 3 years, that has been the leading cause of fatalities over the last 3 years, 83% of them. And even half of those are in automobiles. So we got to be careful over the next few days. So not only around the center, but slow movement to the north. A lot of times what we'll see are these rain bands set up. And once they do, we have slow movement to the north of the actual system, these rain bands set up, and you can get heavy rain anywhere around these areas. Even if the storms are moving fast, the actual area in that rain band doesn't. So portions of Mississippi, look at that. You can get 6 to 10 inches of rain over much of Mississippi. But even as far away as Alabama, some of these rain bands can set up, and you can see some problems over there with flash flooding. So we got to be careful over the next couple days associated with this rain. Another hazard, the storm surge. We look at that. We've been talking about that. We've already been seeing some pictures of some of the roads being covered already from that storm surge. And we saw some of the tide gauges that we have from the National Ocean Service at Shell Beach and other locations. Just the water's already coming up. The water gets through the Wrigley's, through Lake Bourne, into Lake Pontchartrain. It just piles up. It piles up through here. So we have a storm surge warning for much of Lake Pontchartrain, the north shore toward the west end of the lake, 3 to 5 feet. The Mississippi coast as well. Portions of Harrison County, Hancock County, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. And look at this large area of 3 to 6 foot. Plaquemines Parish, Lafourche, Terrebonne Parish, just a lot of storm surge. Very dangerous. So here we go. We got to look at this. I mean, the storm is large. We're going to have impacts from water, both the rainfall and the storm surge. It's the time to be safe over the next few days, and we'll keep you updated as we get the latest information. This has been Ken Graham from the National Hurricane Center.